back to the Gaming Universe Podcast. Thanks for hanging out with us again today. I got a very special guest today. Kaylin is taking the week off, so we have my brother in the house, Martin Vasquez, aka JR. What's going on, dude?
What's up, bro?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm glad you can come visit. You can be here. This is great. This has been a great weekend so far, honestly. What do you got on your mind?
This has been a good weekend, honestly, bro. Us together back again.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Doing it big like we always do.
Yeah, I know. So, your birthday just passed. How did you turn? 34. How does it feel being 34?
I feel old, but it feels like it never changes. Like, no matter how old we get, we still feel the same way we did when we were younger.
Right, dude? I just turned 30, and I still feel like I'm 18.
Me too. And
we were just reminiscing. For those of you, that watched the last time that JR was on the podcast when we were extremely drunk, we're not as drunk today, but we will stumble some words here and there like I just did. But anyway, we were just reminiscing on our teenage years, early adulthood years or whatnot. And, the experiences we've had. And, it still feels like we're that same age having those experiences that we were talking about that happened like 10 plus years ago. Isn't that crazy?
It's weird because I don't know how people like a lot of people like, oh, I feel old and I feel this and I feel that. But then like with me, it's like I still feel the same. Like you said, 18, we would wrestle.
It's crazy. Yeah, I know. We did these wrestling videos. You've been on the podcast before. For those that have followed in the beginning, that followed our clip channel. You crashed a pod before and we talked about our old wrestling videos, so I'm glad you brought that up. I want to bring that up again today. It still feels like we were that age when we were doing these wrestling videos. Remember that? Backyard wrestling videos is what we would do.
My brother was the best on the editing. I don't know how to edit any of that, but Vinny was actually the best at that. Me, it was just like, okay, I'll go out there, I'll give it a show, I'll do whatever you want. Get thrown through tables, get thrown through thumbtacks. But Vinny was the mastermind on, okay, I'm going to edit the video. And he did. It was just like, dude, this is really good. Let's just keep doing it. And we always did it for fun. And we just wanted people to watch it and enjoy it. It was just two brothers that just love backyard wrestling, love wrestling in general, but just was like, all right, let's create our own thing and just do wrestling.
Yeah, exactly. And we got it pulled up right here, actually. Like, these videos, some of these videos got more views than our podcast gets alone. Yeah, dude, we did these videos like 12 years ago. That's so crazy. Like, let's take a look at it. Do we have the, by the way, this is an old YouTube account that I don't even have access to no more. I don't even know how to get in there.
I still always try to find it because I show people that I work with or friends, and I'm like, hey, check this out. Because they're like, oh, you do wrestling? I was like, yeah, check this out. And I just go to YouTube and pull it up, and they're just like, God, you're crazy. It's like, yeah, that's what I want. That's what I want you to say.
This is crazy. It's kind of full circle that this is like where my editing started, where I started editing stuff. Like, but I remember there's one. Which one am I looking for? The one where you did that flip.
Right, the mistake. Oh, this right there. Right here. Mistake.
Oh my gosh. And this was here.
This is here.
In the back of the land. When we were, freaking like teenagers, young adults, whatever you want to call it. And this was filmed on my iPhone 4 at the time.
Yes. I did the sign of the cross because I was scared. And then.
Oh! And I walked away like shit.
Oh my God.
That's so crazy.
Dude, I never forget that because. Literally, when this happened and I did this, it was funny because you can literally hear me say when Vinny was on the boxes, move.
Oh, right before you.
Before I did it, I said move. And when I did the launch of the front floor flip.
I missed the box.
I got air time. But, the adrenaline was going. Gosh. I knew we were filming. So I wanted to make it look good. And literally, I missed it and I hit the side of it, so it knocked all my air out. And literally, if you can see Vinny kind of walk away, and he's like laughing, like, "Oh shit!" But he knew something was wrong.
This is that's when you're like, "Move,
move."
Oh, is it really bad? You got air, and then I'm right there, like, "Oh my god, dude." Where's that? Let me go back where you jumped. Dude.
It was so much airtime, dude. So much airtime.
You are up there. And look at me trying to get out of the way.
But he's like, I'm jumping out of the way.
Oh my gosh, dude. You got some airtime there. Jesus.
So I did land on the boxes, but the you side like of my back the hit the floor.
Yes, you see my face there in my custom spray painted karate pants that I would wrestle in.
So I don't know if you remember, Vinny, but like after that happened, Vinny cut the camera off and he went to go check on me, and I was literally like, dude, it knocked all my air out. Like I literally was coughing, but you know, Vinny was like thinking, okay, it's, you know, it's part of the act, he's fine.
Right.
But then I was like, dude, I got the boxes, but I missed the side of it, it knocked my air out. Now I really couldn't breathe. I was literally coughing. I was like, I messed up. Dude. I messed up.
Yeah. That is crazy. And we tried to do like a whole series. We had like, I used to try to do like book and chapters. So we have like book one, chapter whatever, book two.
I would say the ones that when Vinny created it, we did different characters that we played.
Yes.
We did ladder. We did tables. We used chairs. And Vinny was cool because I remember you edited the videos. I had my own theme music I came out to. Vinny got his own theme music. It was fantastic.
Yeah, we turned our trampoline to like a three-sided ring. We might have been the only people, the only federation to have a three-sided ring.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're innovators. Cheers to that.
Yeah.
Look at this. Let's check out this. You know, we might get copyrighted, but I don't give a fuck.
And it's crazy because this was a big thing for us.
Yeah.
Like it's literally like we got to have a match today. And we took it so seriously.
We took it seriously. We had custom belts that I would make out of other, put toy belts together, make custom belts. Look at this. Look at this.
I was caught the ender. Came out with Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy was my big thing for me.
Yeah. Oh, and then we got a show where we changed the ring. We changed your theme song and the ring.
Yeah, we changed
the theme song. Oh, this is the first version of the ring.
This was the first time we did it.
This is the first version of the ring.
Yeah, and then we literally turned it to actual, it looked like a ring.
Oh, no, this was Gambit 6.
And it's because Vinny loved, what was it, X-Men.
X-Men, Gambit from X-Men.
Gambit from X-Men.
So, and then... We have our bull.
You see the revelation of how it went up and up, and then we actually had the ring, and it was with the. There it is, Vinny. Yeah.
Wait, hold on. This thing stopped. Did it stop? Yeah, it always does that. Which one was the upgrade?
Right there.
Right here.
Where we either spray paint.
Oh yeah. See, we try to do our own things like book two, the recreation, hardcore match. What is this? Oh, this was against Gambit.
Yeah.
Oh, now I changed from Gambit 6 to Gambit Saint.
Yeah, Gambit Saint. It was Gambit Saint.
What is wrong with
And this me? Was literally like the tables, we found them and we took them home with us.
Oh, my God.
And now it was a little upgraded and the ring looks a little more like, okay, it's trampoline, but it's three-sided ring. And it was actually, you know, it was a big deal to us. And like we took it very, very serious.
Right. How did I render this where it came out like a rectangle? That's weird. I'm still finding crazy things about these videos all these years later. Yeah, this is when you
changed my theme music.
Yeah, you changed your theme song.
I changed the theme song.
Oh,
I was a champion at that time. I was a champion at that time.
Oh, look at those premium effects. We had a table match?
We had a table match. And these are just tables we found. We literally found these tables.
And I'm
like
over
in a
here
dumpster.
Character in a Rey Mysterio match. Yeah. This is crazy. Oh, God. Well, I guess that was a mess up there. Oh, my gosh. Did one of us go through this table?
I don't know if we did the tables for show on this match. Because we did use the tables, but when we did it for show, and then we used them in a ladder match, I believe.
Oh, okay.
It was called the sadistic match.
Oh, remember, where's the, did we have a TLC match or something?
Yeah.
I'm trying to look for a good intro we had. Let's see, what's this right here? This is a Travis Barker production. Oh, yeah, we got your intro.
See, as you can see on this one, the ring wasn't updated yet. But this is the, like, we slowly started going.
This is the bull. We had a bull rope match because we had a random cowbell.
We had a cowboy. So,
or cowbell. Cowbell. Yeah. So we just did a bull rope match. Oh, my gosh. Jesus. This is when I was in my deepest of emo phase.
Yeah.
Had Evanescence. I think this song was called Lies, wasn't it?
It was a badass song.
Oh my Jesus Christ.
With the bat, dude, and the freaking and the Venom shirt. I'm the man. V-A-V, I just never forget that, dog.
Oh my God. What is wrong with me? Oh, I was champ this time.
Yeah, this time you were champ, and I was facing for the title. I remember that. I remember that.
Yeah. Hey, look at that. I was the innovator of the X on the title. Come at me. Come at me, CM Punk.
Yes. Vinny actually came up with that. That was Vinny's thing. You spray paint the X on it.
Oh, my gosh. These are great. Wait, do we have Kevin Rudolph as this is when Kevin Rudolph was big.
This is when he was big time.
Yes, because he had that song and he had the "I Made It" song. You remember that?
Oh God, that was like "I Made It."
Hey, this is good stuff right here, people.
It's just two brothers loving wrestling and doing what we do, that doing what we love in the backyard.
Yeah,
wrestling.
Backyard wrestling. Is there any other ones you want to take a look at? When there was one where. I was so proud of this. We had a TLC match. I was so proud of this editing that I did. Wasn't there some kind of like fire match that we did or something?
The fire match. That one actually, like, we actually, I think, lit a table on fire. And This one was a big thing for me because of the intro. And this is one of my favorite songs. It was actually the fire match.
Hey, for the time, this was premium editing, people.
Yes.
It's premium editing. Premium at home editing. And then we had the pose there that you actually had pyro coming out of.
Yes. Yeah. And the smoke and all that. This is primary. And the fact that this was, what, 2008, Vinny?
Yeah.
2008.
Oh, my God. Hey, and that ring we put together ourselves. Hey, yes. That's not bad.
The three-sided ring on the trampoline.
That's not bad.
Three-sided. I'll drink to that.
Yeah. Wow.
Not to mention that we did these matches, and every single time we did them, we got hurt. We hurt ourselves.
Yeah, we did. This is why I have knee problems. I'll show in a second why I still have knee problems till today.
The I quit match.
Champ right there, Gambit Saint.
It was cool, like, how Vinny literally created the mask, his pants. He had the white pants with the VFV on it.
So what I like about this match is I literally at the time was like, man, this is good. So we had a fire match. So you put Gambit Saint in this box, you know, lit it on fire. Technically, you really did light it on fire, but we used cologne instead of alcohol or anything, so it literally lit and it went out in like 2 seconds.
Yes,
so
yes.
I had to put effects on it. So you know, I try to do this Undertaker effect here where you put Gambit Saint in the box, closed it like a casket, and lit it on fire, and then VAV comes out.
That was
my main
song, right?
My main
when he played
character.
The theme music.
Yes,
honestly.
Yes. Jeez. Oh my God. So yeah, you put Gambit Saint in there.
And that was the end of Gambit Saint.
Yeah, see, that's real fire right there. But it goes out like 2 seconds.
It goes out like in 10 seconds. So we did the effects like that. It's like a B movie, but still.
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
It's like the greatest editing ever. He comes out.
Greatest
he's
editing. How did he do character. That? How did he do
how
that?
How did that happen? How did that happen? Gambit Saint is gone. VAV born.
Yes, VAV is reborn. He's back. New theme song, new look. He doesn't have the white pants anymore. He's got black pants.
And of course, I was like, what the hell? What's going on? Who's this guy? I'm over there running like I'm scared shitless.
He's back. I'm still champion. Oh my God. Oh, he doesn't have his jacket open no more. It's closed now.
He's like, I'm getting that title. Gambit 6 is dead. It's VAV, baby. returns and comes back.
And then just like, you know, it happens in this podcast. There's a time where, you know, we went up until what, book three, chapter three. Well, that's when we started getting to where you had new characters, where you came out with this. Remember the
character? America?
Mr. America?
Mr. America? I had like a red, white, and blue.
Oh, man, maybe he's back to challenge this guy. Oh, yeah, Kevin Rudolph again.
Kevin Rudolph again.
Captain America.
With the fireworks, Captain America.
I always liked the little handstand you did, though. That's pretty cool.
I was all saying, and then jump up real quick.
Oh, my God. This is what we did. This is what we did for fun in the country.
Yeah, when you live in the country, there's nothing to do. In a small town, you have nothing to do. So this is what we would do, and this was our fun. Not only we got a workout out of it, but we loved it because we love wrestling. So it was something for fun. We recorded it. Vinny was the mastermind on editing it, putting it together, and we'll watch it and we'll be proud of it and then put it online.
Wow. What a crazy time.
It was a fun time. It was a fun time. There was actually a match that we played, and it was great because I had told Vinny, hey, dude, I'm a big fan of Requiem of a Dream, the song. Can you put this in there?
Oh, yeah. Would you remember which one that was?
I
don't remember.
I think it was a sadistic match. And Vinny actually hit me with the bat on the leg and messed up my leg as I did with him with the I Quit match.
Yeah.
And that match was like, oh, man, it was the best. To this day, if I show people videos and all that, I always show them that one.
Well, let's see. Like, okay, let's see the I Quit match, and then I want to see yours. So this is when you put me down so gently, but this is literally, I still have knee problems to this day because even though it was a plastic bat that you hit me with, I think it's just the position I was in, and you really were good at the hitting.
And I literally hit you so hard.
Right. But then I've done other shit to mess up my knee, too. I'm not trying to blame it on you, you know. I've done stupid stunts in the past. Jesus! Oh, my God, that man has a family.
Why are you doing this?
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus.
And I kept going.
Jesus, you were right on with those hits. Oh, I took the sound off. Hold on. Yeah, that's when I apparently
Yeah, and literally,
quit.
Vinny, after he edited the video, Vinny put when he said, I quit. You can hear the hits.
Ow. That was like, what knee was... Yeah, okay, that literally makes sense. That was this knee. Ow.
He finally quit, but sometimes when you're wrestling, you get too much into it, some things happen, and that happened.
And then you did the final fucking hit.
And I still kept hitting him after he said I quit.
I never noticed you did that.
Oh, dude. Like, you bastard, I quit. Why are you still hitting me? Oh, man, the Soulja Boy theme song, that was like always. I never wanted to change that theme song.
Yeah, that was great.
So this was my favorite match, the sadistic match, Vinny, because you messed up my knee. And it was a plastic bat, but I still got hurt because of the – I don't know if it was because of the hit or because of the duration of the match or what, but it's when the bat hit my knee, whether it was plastic bat or not, my knee was hurting the next day.
Yeah, I would say, first of all, I'm sorry about that. I would say this was my, it's pretty good. Not bad editing here. What do I do here? Jeez.
So literally, this is my favorite song, and Vinny edited it, and I told him to put this Requiem of a Dream.
Was this from, I can't remember this.
It's actually from an old movie. I think it was 1999, early 2000s. It actually had Marlon Wayans in it.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, it was, and this is where the song came from. And I've just always been fascinated with it. Vindication.
Vindication, baby.
Finisher.
Oh, my God.
It's actually a good finisher, too. I haven't seen anybody in professional wrestling with that finisher. Cheers to that.
Cheers to that. Yeah, that's me telling you, you never get this title, baby.
So literally sometimes when me and Vinny would wrestle, we would get into it, Vinny. Like
yeah, we really would.
We would do wrestling.
Get into character.
But we get into character.
Oh, Ace of Spades. That's a dangerous move.
Ace of Spades. Literally that move, if you don't do it right, you can't break your neck.
Yeah, it's basically Canadian Destroyer.
Yes.
Dangerous move.
Yes, very dangerous move. We had to rehearse it and practice it a lot before we actually really did it and filmed it.
And, of course, JR, look at it. One stay down. This is your favorite part.
This is my favorite part right here. So the kick. Oh. And the music. Perfect timing. So that was the biggest thing about this video. When Vinny did that, I was like, that's perfect. He nailed it, right? Nailed. Boom.
Wow. Yeah, this was the start of my editing. Now,
bring my face into the turnbuckle.
Oh, right there. Dragon suplex.
Of course, he's done, and I'm still wearing
my jacket on. Put my still jacket on. Down. Yeah.
It's basically like, you don't want to stay down? All right, fucker, I'm going to come and get you. This is where it happened.
Oh, yes, because I didn't know you were going to shove my face. Oh!
So that's what I mean about getting in character.
I knew I was going to do that.
Yeah. So that's what I mean by getting a character. It really hurt. This isn't acting. This is real.
And, of course, I didn't know that because I thought you were selling it.
Yeah, I was trying to sell it, but the pushing in the face, Vinny didn't expect that. That was just something I put in, and he's here like, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
And
okay.
He then kept going.
I think we're equal on the knee injuries.
On the I Quit match.
Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. And I'm doing more.
And then that's what made it worse. Out. It wasn't the bad. It was that, too. And I was
oh, my God. How did we pull that off?
Going to work on that knee, bro.
Oh, my gosh. That was brutal. Oh, my God. I got to be done now. I got to be done now.
Honestly, I think that was it. I don't know.
It might be more. Come on,
No, after that, I think I was out. I was like, I'm done. I'm not going to stand up anymore. I couldn't stand up, actually.
Jesus. Oh, my God, with my emo
hair. The emo haircut.
Oh, my God. Oh.
So, guys.
Good times.
I got to be honest with y'all. So, like, after that happened, Vinny, literally, you saw him go in the cross frame. He turned off the camera, and I was still laying in the ring. He literally came up there, and was like, okay, you know, like, we're done. But literally, I was, like, still there, and then I got out, and I was limping. And he kind of was, dude, you okay? I'm like, no. Like, my knee's hurting, and he's like, oh, man, I'm, like for real? He thought I was messing around.
Yeah.
He thought I was messing around, and then he was like, dude, I literally thought you were selling it, and I was like, no, like, my knee really hurts. So
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, you're good. Like, literally, it wasn't broken or anything. It just was, like, it just hurt. The next day, it was pretty much just sore. But that's what I mean. We just got so much into character, and we thought we were wrestlers, man.
Yeah, that's what we were. We were backyard wrestlers.
And we loved every minute of it. It was so much fun.
Yeah, and like we said, when you're out in the country with really nothing to do, because we had internet at the time, but like internet wasn't as good as it is now. So like even like our internet, like we could only watch like a couple videos, and then like it would fuck up or something like that. Remember?
Yeah.
So we had to basically, my point is, we had to entertain ourselves other ways, and we loved wrestling. We watched wrestling, so we put on our own freaking backyard wrestling.
Yeah, and literally it was basically like, okay, I'm off today. You know, me and Vinny, we got a match.
Right. Yeah, and we, like you said, we looked forward to it. Like it was like a thing. Like, wow, we got excited. Like, oh, we're gonna have a match today. Yeah. You know, and there was times where something happened, or we had to do other stuff, or like you know, one of us worked, because we were both working at the time.
Yeah.
You know, younger jobs or whatever. But yeah, and we would like not be able to do it, and we'd be like bummed out. Like, damn, we need to get to have a match today. Like, we're gonna do it tomorrow though. Like, you know. So
yeah,
it was cool. It was cool. You know, that was our sibling thing growing up was having these matches, because you can even go back before we even put them on YouTube. We were doing that since we were kids.
Yeah,
like we have cousins and stuff like that that like know us from that, you know. Like Martika, our cousin Martika, still sends me wrestling videos and like oh, this reminds me of you and your brother when y'all were little, you know.
we literally did it whether it was with a trampoline, whether it was on a mattress, mm-hmm. or whatever. I mean,
in your room, in I room, remember you had like an ottoman. We'd slam each other
slam
on
each other on.
Yeah,
we actually put a freaking hole inside the wall.
We put so many walls.
We put
walls.
So many holes.
Or so many holes, yeah. And walls.
It was like, it was basically like Like, our parents would be so mad. It was literally like stepbrothers, where when he tells you, we'll fix that fucking drywall now. And it's like, we did that. We put holes in walls. Like, oh, my God. But we just loved it so much. Wrestling was a big part of our life growing up, and it still is, honestly, forever. And you know, we've actually done it. We actually have kept we're going to keep doing it always. Yeah. But it's just, it's been on our childhood, and we love it. So
Yeah, that's freaking awesome. That's awesome. And then, you know, for those that have been listening to the podcast a while and don't really know too much about you, you know, that, like I said, that's the start of my editing. But then that's kind of like, you know, start of a lot of, like, your acting career, because you've done some acting, you know, in your you literally have an acting career. You literally have IMDb credits.
Yes.
But one of my favorite things, you know, this is a good transition, is what I'm trying to do here. One of the things that I love, the most favorite thing, and it was like a student film, right? Or like a like, what kind of film would you call the Peeping Tom?
So the Peeping Tom was basically like, I guess I would say a student film. A great director that was in based in San Antonio, where I'm living at. And basically, he was trying to get into directing, and he was like, you know, I do short films. Would you like to be a part of it? And I was like, yeah, of course. Yeah. You know, it's work,
right?
And I love acting, you know, so I definitely was a part of it. And we filmed it, and he actually put it on YouTube, and it did pretty well. It did very well. It was a short film horror film,
right?
And it's actually really good. A lot of people I've showed. And I've seen it. I was like, dude, that was really good. Like, I was scared, and they freaked out on it. So, it was
that's
fun.
The beauty of things like that, like student films, independent films. You know, actually, we'll get to an independent deal that you took part, you know, major part in here in a second. But it's like, you have credits for major movies like Machete, Machete 2, Predators. But then, like, some things about, like, you know, that's why people love independent films or independent music or independent whatnot, you know, student films, things like the people talking like, this is so, like, this, I don't know, I like, love this film. Let's take a look at it. Let's take a look at it.
For the Peeping Tom.
For the audio listeners, I know, understand this is a video heavy episode, but please just watch the video. It's worth it. I hope so.
Okay.
It really is. It's really good.
Perfect.
Look at you with that smile.
The show's over.
Was that a voiceover? Did you say that really?
No, I said that really.
Oh, okay. I just said that.
What the hell? What is she doing?
And props to whoever edited this. They did a really good job.
Right, yeah.
Wait, so she's been standing in that same spot for 23 minutes. Oh, no, she's not.
Correct.
Jesus. Jesus. Oh, man. Oh, my God.
She knew I was watching her. Direct. I'm trying to get out of there.
Is this? Well, I'll ask you after.
Everything is scaring me now.
Oh my gosh. So you're basically in
I'm home.
Yeah, you're at home in bed, and you're, you know, something's awaking you up at night.
Right.
Jesus.
So I'm freaking out because of what
you said. You're over here. Now you're peeping out the window.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like, who there is watching me?
Who's watching me?
It's feeling like somebody's watching.
I wonder if that was meant to be like the, you know, the script, like the theme, like how ironic it is.
Yes, after what I was doing.
After what you were doing, now you're worried about somebody watching you.
Right. Basically freaking out now. So right. Sure. Right.
About another minute into this. You're asleep now. Who's texting you? They're trying to tell us to hurry up with the pod.
Right.
Yeah, we'll be closing up shop here in a second.
The noises.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Yes. I think it's 23 minutes later again. Basically in a shock and paralyzed. An hour later.
Whoa. Wow. Yeah. Is there going to be a part two to that or what?
Honestly, no, I was hoping died. To. Yeah.
You died.
I basically died. So, Gustavo, who was the director, like I said, it was great. He was awesome.
Good stuff.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. Yes. So, Gustavo, who was the director, was great. Christina, who was the actress that was the one that was in, she was in makeup for 4 hours.
Oh, really?
4 hours to look the way she did.
How long? And, well, yeah. Oh, go ahead.
No, it was crazy because in 4 hours she was in makeup and she was actually really cool. And there was a lot of times where that wasn't the original ending.
What was the original ending?
So apparently the original ending, which I thought was cooler, was that
you banging her.
No, I'm just kidding.
You banging a demon. That's the ending.
It's a demon.
I think I downloaded the wrong peeping Tom.
Videos that say that. She basically is on top of me, and I guess the camera is showing me, and I open my eyes, and her smile, like she was right there, and she's like this, and I'm just like, and then she just comes down and just starts eating me, like.
She
grabbing my
you
face.
Out?
She just starts eating my face.
Oh, your face.
Eating my face. And then that's how I die, and then boom, it's over.
Shit. It would have seen that. Some effects with you with the freaking all that.
It would have been blood. It would have been blood everywhere, like constantly. So I was like, okay. But she was actually really cool because there was times where she was she just all she had was the robe and then the bra or her panties or whatnot.
Right.
And she was literally on top of me. And while she was on top of me, director was like, okay, let me hold on, stay right there, let me see. And then when she was on top of me, she was making faces. She was like, trying to make me laugh. And I'm over here. I'm in character. What are you doing? I'm a method actor. I'm trying to be character. But she was fun. She was a lot of fun. And that running scene, actually, a lot of people I tell about the running scene when I'm running and I'm like breathing hard. I'm like, we did that scene about 10 times.
So shit, it was like you gotta do multiple takes.
Yeah,
multiple takes.
Multiple takes.
So I was gonna ask you, how long did it take overall to do that? So it was a four minute film. How long did it take you to film all that?
2 days.
Damn. For a 4 minute film, that's why I say people, like this podcast alone takes hours to edit, takes hours to film. We get interruptions in the meantime that we have to cut out and stuff. Or what did I say? Hours to edit, hours to film. Where was I going with this? I'm already getting too drunk.
No, yeah,
yes, like and subscribe. That's my point.
Basically,
it takes hours to do. Because
it's not easy.
It's not easy. But it you know what is easy? To hit the like button, and it's easy to hit the subscribe button.
Exactly.
And it's easy to go to patreon.com/CavenUniverse. Or Caven, sorry.
10-4, yes.
Yes, no. Still going to use that. And then let's watch this, you know, real quick. We're going to finish up here. This has been a special episode. So if you're still listening or still watching, thank you so much.
I just deserve
your credit, you know, your flowers for what you've done. Because, you know, like, you know, I'm your brother, but I'm also a fan of your work. Let's check out this Rough Rider
People
trailer.
Don't think they can do anything for themselves anymore.
Independent film I did.
Like
independent
hero,
film, check out Rough Rider
like
and Rough Rider
us.
2. Rough Rider 2 still coming
like,
soon or what?
Like
yes, coming soon.
What, you
yes.
think you're some kind of animal or something?
I had a sister. She was the only family I had left. and it was the king that did her in.
They call me the king of the border, you heard me?
You deserve to have your revenge.
You are, bro. Yeah,
that was right there, man.
Dirt bike. And you did your own stunt, right?
With correct. Dirt bike? I did my own stunts with the dirt bike. I was taught.
Because you had to fall off of it, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, I got thrown off it several times. And it was fun as hell. Come on.
Nice.
Right into the punch.
Boom.
Boom.
I'm telling yeah. you, if you I've seen the movie, of course, yes, but just especially if you're a fan of independent films, it's a good movie, good stuff.
Thank
I really
you.
Enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Yeah, it really was, enjoyed it. It was, when it was, came out, I watched it multiple times, actually.
Yes, I remember Vinny had saw it. I was really proud of it. Independent film, low budget, but it was fun. The people I worked with, the director Will Martin, fantastic, really great guy. Everybody, the cast. Everybody was great, and it was really fun to actually be in a role like that. It's actually on Amazon Prime, the movie. So every time,
it is really.
It's on Amazon Prime,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
To rent it, to buy it, and if you want to check it out. Some people see it, they're like, "Oh my god, this is great stuff, man! Why isn't it on Netflix and this and that?" But it's like, yeah, we're gonna continue to revamp.
I can see Rough Rider being a series on something.
Honestly, yeah, a couple shows.
Yeah,
and all that,
like
that's
yeah, at least a short series, like how Netflix has like some short series of like 3-4 episodes. I can totally see that.
Yeah.
You know, that's good. And so Rough Rider in general, this is a whole movie. How long did that take you? How long did it take y'all to film that movie?
3 months.
3 months. 3 months. Whoa. 3 months.
3 months. And then we actually, after we did the film, 3 months, it was. We had to actually come back and do some reshots of different things we added in.
So do you have any say or any like feel of like this whole thing with the writer strike? Because like that's part of the reason why like people are like kind of striking with this whole writer thing strike in Hollywood is like, you know, and it's like a lot of extra roles too, because like what they're striking against is like AI, because what AI can do is like you've done extra work for like Machete 2. Well, what they can do is they have that footage of you for that extra work, and they have all your stand-in work that you did for Machete. They have all your stand-in work that they did for Predator. But what they could do with AI is they could take your image and they can AI render it, and they can put you in any movie they want as a background character, and you're not going to get paid for it because it's AI. You're not physically going, and you're not physically doing the work, so you're not going to do it. But what they can do with AI, which is, like, again, part of the strike, is they can take your images, like, you know, when you met Robert Rodriguez and he took a shit ton of pictures of you. They can take those pictures and autofill it in with AI into any movie that they want, and then you don't get paid for it. Like, isn't that fucked up?
That's fucked up, and it's not right, because you being there is actually you're doing the work. You're putting in – you're being the character. You're actually being there, acting, actually doing it. And then for them to just take it and be like, okay, we're just going to AI him. It's not right, because they're basically using artificial intelligence to go in there and just be like this. It's like, wait, that's not right. You know, that's not the person I am, the character I'm playing. Movies are all about, like I said, I'm not an expert on movies. I've done a couple films. I've done films. I've, you know, been in Machete. I've done a couple commercials.
You get residuals from that? Yeah. See, that's the point. You should be. That's part of the reason we're the strike.
Exactly.
You don't get residuals.
And it's not right, because they're putting in the work. They're putting in the time. They're actually being there on set, hours of the day, 12-hour shifts, whatever they're working, and they're putting in that work. So now it's just like, oh, okay, we don't need them. We're going to do AI. So, no, I don't agree with it, and I'm glad they're striking, because it's not right at all.
Yeah.
Especially because of the people that do play characters and actually go out there, you know, develop the character, get into the character, make the movie. And then when they make the film and make the movie, that's how the awards, Oscars, all that go on, because of how great they played that character of whoever they are playing. And for them just take a computer and be like, okay, we just do it like this. No, it's not right now.
Yeah,
not right now.
That's good. Cheers
honestly,
to that.
Cheers to that.
We're going to watch this final video before we go, but is there anything, other topics, anything you want to say to anyone or say about anything that you want to talk about before we head out?
No, just...
We got our wives to get back to.
Thank you for having me on the show, Cave In Universe. Please subscribe. It's actually a great podcast. Thank you for having me on the show, bro. And, you know, my brother here, like I said, editing before and editing master. Glad to have him.
Yeah.
Thank you. Just want to
I appreciate it, bro. Let's comment on then. Watch this video. You sent me this video because I said, is there any videos or anything you want to watch beforehand so I can get it ready? And you sent me this. This is interesting. What is this? Oh, is the sound on? Hold on. Let me put it back. Ah. What is this, a head?
That's basically a hair transplant. So I've been fascinated with this because
you can answer. Yeah. You can answer and tell her just like literally like 5 minutes. Hello? Hello? 5 minutes.
5 minutes. 5 minutes.
Okay, so I'll start again. Saying what? Say this is what.
Okay, so this is basically a hair transplant. So, yeah. What? Yes, we're trying to do that video. What? Who?
Literally, we're literally watching the last thing.
The last thing, and we're done.
Okay, let's go again.
So this is a hair transplant video, okay? Vinny, unfortunately, my brother, I love his luscious hair. I wish I had it. I don't have it. I'm bald. Runs in the family. But this is a video I sent because it's so crazy how you can be bald and then you do it, and then you can actually do this and you're a total different person. So look at this, Vinny.
Wow.
Wow, dude. Wow. This is the future right there.
I mean, honestly, if girls, because I've seen those videos of like girls, like, I mean, I hate to, I'm not trying to talk bad about anyone, but there's videos like girls specifically put out to show how much makeup can do and completely.
It's the devil. Makeup's the devil.
Oh my. If girls can wear makeup, like girls should not have any f-ing problem with this. Any problem with this. Because if they can wear makeup,
I agree.
This should be the norm. If makeup is the norm for women, no, and I'm not trying to sound, you know, misogynistic or anything.
No,
I'm just saying,
not.
Like, hey, we are who we are. We're people. We want to look how we want to look, right? Yeah. So it's like, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, exactly. If they're gonna like I've seen videos with it in the TikTok or whatever, and you see a woman and she's like literally with makeup, like no makeup on. You're like, what the heck? And then she puts makeup. You're like.
Yeah.
What the heck? Same thing with guys with the hair.
Right.
Know?
Same
like
thing.
That. Even if it's, like I said, fake or whatnot, but still.
Right. Yeah. This is so I mean, you're saying you want to get a hair transplant?
Honestly.
Would you get the hair transplant with the actual plugs and shit?
No. That I want to do. I really
wouldn't
do
that?
I know that I heard that works, but I would do something like this because of the reason that from what I've heard, it you got to maintain it. You got to keep up with it every 6 months, but you can shower with it, swim with it, and it's your actual hair. And with me, on the top part, I lose the hair. On the sides, I don't. Most of the men that
but
get
you
that.
Know what the hair what they do with the hair transplant, because like on the sides you got all this hair. So what they do is they literally take these hair follicles and they move them up here, so you start growing hair up there.
That's what I heard, and that's why I was like, well, I'd rather do that because honestly, I don't think I'll keep up with the maintenance.
With the yeah, that
that's
requires,
too much.
That's
for
a
me,
lot
bro.
Of maintenance. Like I said, that's practically
much.
Putting on makeup. That's what I mean.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It's like a lot
maintenance.
Of maintenance.
Yeah. Penis beauty.
Jesus. Yeah, I think we just got two different sides of genetics there. You know,
basically,
I'm sorry,
yeah.
Bro.
Nah, that's all good.
You know, hey, we have our pros and cons to
everybody.
Everybody has pros and cons and wishes they can do that or wish they can have this or wish they can have that.
Yeah.
You know, I wish I had a big you know, you gotta do what you gotta do, people. Cheers to that. Anything else you want to get to before we go?
No, man, that's it. Just thank you for having me on, man. And Caveman Universe, subscribe, like, and subscribe.
I love it. They're hitting our music, people. All right, well, peace and love, and cheers, bro.
Peace and love.